Welcome, everyone, to the Happy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Kerry Jack, lifestyle entrepreneur, professional model slash actor, biohacker, and eco-warrior striving to make a positive impact on this planet. My goal is to inspire, educate, and entertain you while reminding you to enjoy the journey, not just the destination, as you happy hustle for a life of passion and purpose. I am so grateful and humbled to be spending some time together today. Now, let's dive in. Beautiful happy hustlers out there. Kerry Jack here, and I hope you're having a freaking awesome day. Truly just enjoying this very moment right here and right now. And in this solo episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast, we are talking about how I deleted social media and why it should have hurt my income, but it actually didn't. It helped it skyrocket. Not only did it help me make more money, but it helped me be more present, more focused, and decreased a lot of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. So I'm going to share with you how I did this, why I did this, and how you can too in this solo episode, specifically how social media can be such a great blessing, but also a monumental curse when it uses you and you don't use it. So we're going to talk all things social media and how I've been able to, get my time back. And again, how you can too. So if you get some value, do me a solid, share this with somebody who can also benefit. That's how we spread the message with more and more people and ultimately stay in the top 1% of globally ranked shows out there. It's because of you. It's because you share it. It's because you spread the love. So thank you so damn much. I hope you're crushing this year thus far. If you need some help, check out our 2025 last episode of the year where we talked all about goals and habits and how to set them and get them done so that you can create your dream reality. Now, without further ado, let's dive in to this episode of the Happy Hustle. Deleted social media, and it should have hurt my income, but instead, it helped me skyrocket my earning. And I'm going to share with you how I did this, why I did this, and potentially why you should too. What's up, y'all? My name is Kerry Jack, and as a lifestyle entrepreneur, author, and founder of The Happy Hustle, and podcast host, and, you know, online business owner, I need social media. And it's a great tool to share our message of systematically harmonizing ambition and well-being, aka putting the happy in your everyday hustle. However, I realized that I was getting caught in the death scroll. You know, I was getting a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of compare and despair, a little bit of, just like addictive habits around my phone usage. So at the beginning of the year, I deleted social media. And at the time of this recording, it's only been 2 weeks, but I can damn tell you it is one of the best things I've ever done. Now, let me dive into a little bit of the process behind it. But before I do, let me just say it has helped me just in so many ways increase my presence, my focus, and ultimately my productivity. And it can help you too. So here's what happened. Okay. The real reason was I felt like social media was using me and I wasn't using it. Right? I would pick up my phone to text someone, and then I would suddenly find myself watching a freaking video of a guy building a cabin with no tools. And I'd be like, oh, there went 18 minutes of my time, you know, going down this rabbit hole. Or I would just get caught in research for the business, watching other people online rather than, you know, producing myself. I was caught in the consumption of it. And the truth is, this wasn't stealing my time. It was stealing my attention. And attention is our most precious currency at this given moment in our modern day society. Attention reigns supreme. And when you think social media is free, it's not. The price is attention. And you're paying it, my friend. Even just watching this right now, you're paying it. So the question is this worth it? This content. Hopefully, our content is worth your time and attention. But what I found, what I was doing, wasn't worth it. I was And I still, let me just be clear, have a very selective feed, largely entrepreneurial, you know, content hits me in every different way, shape, and form. And then I have, you know, a lot of outdoor stuff, but I'm very specific with what I consume. But even still, I was on social media too much. So I deleted social media off my phone. Now, to be clear, I still have social media on my desktop. My team runs my social media. So if you don't have a team, you know, maybe you should consider getting a social media assistant just to start to buy back your time and not be caught in the social media vortex. However, they're still running point, but I have deleted it from my phone and it has been so glorious. Now, here's some statistics that made me really wake up. Okay. One, the typical internet user spends around 2.5 hours to 3 hours a day on social media. Probably most people in the United States are spending even more. I don't know why my voice was so high like that. But yeah, the truth is, it is scary. Let's be honest, 17 plus hours a week on your freaking phone. That's basically a part-time job for free. You're given to your phone and social media. Now, the average user on social media has about 6 to 7 platforms per month that they're, you know, migrating to and from. And so you're wondering, oh, why do I feel so scattered? It's because you got 47 freaking tabs open, 38 different conversations, DM threads from Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all the damn things, right? You know what was getting me was Facebook Marketplace. I like scrolling for good deals, especially for like outdoor things, you know, side-by-sides and trucks and parts and all sorts of stuff. Point is, it was not a good use of my time. And then interruptions, here's a key stat that I want to just share with you and hopefully it lands, is it can take up to 8 to 25 minutes to fully recover from a social media interaction or an interruption, right? So when you're like, oh, I just got a dopamine dump of a little hit, I need to go check my phone. And you're like, oh, well, now I got to get back on track. It's like 20 minutes later. So that adds up. When you check your phone real quick, your brain and your focus pays for it, okay? So those are just some hard truths. Now, we don't have an information problem right now. We have an attention hemorrhage, meaning basically all of our attention is getting sucked by our devices and social media. Not all of it, but a lot of it when we plug in to our phones. That's where it's typically going, social media. And again, I'm a fan of using it as a tool, but not letting it use us, just to be clear. So here is kind of how I did this, you know, major shift of deleting social media and how you can too. Number one, I got rid of all social media apps on my phone that I was using. I just deleted them. Real quick, I want to share with you something that is helping me fall asleep faster, stay asleep in a deeper REM state, and wake up more refreshed and ready to happy hustle the day. And that is Magnesium Breakthrough. Let me tell you, this stuff is legit. It is the best magnesium supplement for sleep on the market, in my opinion. And it promotes balanced stress response where you feel more relaxed and at peace. You'll sleep faster and deeper. And it's really a key nutrient for healthy immune responses across the board. Plus, it provides an essential electrolyte to maintain healthy rhythm. And it's a key building block to strong bones. And you get the hookup for watching and listening to the Happy Hustle podcast, my friend. All you got to do is go to bioptimizers.com/happy. That is bioptimizers.com/happy. And you can save up to 32%. So check it out. And the best part, let me just tell you, they have a 365-day money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Just give it a try for yourself. All right, y'all. Now, back to this episode. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Real quick, I want to interrupt your programming to tell you about our new book, The Happy Hustle Version 2.0, 10 Alignments to Avoid Burnout and Achieve Blissful Balance. I'm telling you, this book is live and it is on fire. We actually recently just hit number 39 on the USA Today national best-selling book list. That means out of every single book that was put out, we outsold all of them except 38 of them. And it's because this book is really designed to help you put the happy in your hustle. And if you're maybe feeling like you're overwhelmed, anxious, stressed, sacrificing your soul for a paycheck, not really feeling fulfilled, this book is for you. It is a systematic way to help you harmonize ambition, yes, crushing it professionally, but also well-being. That means personally as well. So finding that blissful balance, will you? And we go over the soul mapping system and how you can actually implement it in your everyday reality. So if you want to get a copy, you can go to wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, you name it. Or you can go to thehappyhustle.com/book and pick up a copy there and then redeem your actual receipt for over $350 worth of bonuses. We're talking like legit bonuses that can help you put the happy in your hustle in an expedited fashion. So pick up the book if you want to check it out and see what all the hype's about. Regardless, thanks so much for listening and watching, and let's get back to this episode. And, you know, they're not on there. Like I in the past had time blockers and all the things, but you know, you still have this like habit to check your notifications and whatnot. And so I just deleted them. So that got rid of that urge. Number two, I can only use social media on desktop in specific time windows, right? So it's like I'm being deliberate with when I'm using it, and it's only typically for creation, not so much consumption. And then rule number three is I get office hours. So social media gets office hours where I'm working in social media, responding to DMs or having my team, you know, send me an aggregated list of things that I need to do while I'm on my social media accounts. It gets the office hours, not the free access that it was getting. So I basically quit social media. I quit carrying around the slot machine in my pocket because, you know, social media, I don't know if you know this, but the Silicon Valley tech nerds that are programming it largely base the algorithms on casinos in Vegas and the addictive novelty that slot machines possess. Why can someone stay in a casino for hours on end? It's because they, you know, programmed the entire environment to hook you and essentially eradicate any other distractions from what you're doing right there in the present moment. And that's what social media does too. So this is what happened to my brain, right? You get a little bit of withdrawal in phase one. So phase one is like the phantom reach. You're like, oh, I should check this. And you feel a little maybe restless, like you're maybe missing out on something, right? You know, that's the conditioning kicking in. You'll get past it. Phase two is the calm and the presence, which returns. So you'll feel less anxiety, less comparison, more patient, more presence with your family. That's been the best thing. It's just like, oh, I'm just fully present as much as possible with my family, specifically. And you know what? You don't really realize how loud your mind is until you get quiet, until you get off social media. You're like, wow, I don't have this urge because I eliminated it. And then phase three, you get into the deep work and the creativity starts to come back. Longer focus sessions, better decisions, cleaner energy, just more ideas that feel like me again, not what I'm consuming from someone else and then like making it my own. You start to get that original IP back. And I'll tell you, the truth is you make more money because you're freaking focused. My brain stopped being like a feed and it started being a weapon again. I started using it as a tool. And you know what? I started using AI as a thought partner even more so, which is cool because then if you're not giving it to social media, you can give your attention and time to something else, right? So here's what happened to my business that shocked me. Less scrolling, I thought, was going to be less growth. You know, I was like, oh, if I don't have my finger on the pulse with what's working, I'll probably, you know, make less money, make less impact. But what really happened was more creation, better content, more clarity, better sales calls, better execution, better energy, and ultimately higher conversion. So just in the last 2 weeks, we've made more than six figures from found revenue that would potentially not even come in. Like, that's what's kind of crazy is just by dialing in, being focused, you know, we have found an extra six figures in the business, in terms of like actual revenue that I can almost with certainty say we would have not had if we would have been, you know, caught in the social media vortex. So the core lesson here is, you know, consumption, it feels like work, but creation is actually the work. So you got to get off social media more. I'll tell you what, it is such a game changer. The business isn't built on scrolling. Your business is built on serving, as is mine. So the more you can serve your people and focus your time, energy, attention, and resources to those who have said yes to your products or services, the better off you'll be, the more happy hustling you'll be, right? So this little three-lane method could maybe help you. So I want to hit you with this, okay? One, create daily. So have a valuable post, story, you know, honest lesson, something that you share, but then give it to your team to post. That way you don't get caught in the vortex, okay? Distribute that message across the different platforms, right? Keep it simple. Stop reinventing the wheel. And then have your team engage in the comments or respond to DMs. Build the real relationship. Set up many chat and like the automations as much as you can. But when your timer is done for that creation, you need to be done and set those parameters and be disciplined in that. Okay, so again, social media is a tool. If it controls you, it's a cage. So don't let it control you. Use the tool. Be a, you know, proponent of the process, will you? Sharing your message, using, you know, these vehicles to distribute content. It's a beautiful thing. If you can use social media as a vehicle to share your message and help it be a megaphone and magnetizing your perfect people to you, but then you got to get off of it. So my challenge to you, just do 7 days. Delete social media apps from your phone, desktop only, 1 hour max a day. Track the changes in your mood, your sleep, your focus, your output, your relationship present, and then holler at a player. Let me know what you think, because I bet you you'll be like fucking stoked with the progress and the results from being off of social media for just 7 days. So I'm going to keep this going for as long as I can. I don't have any intention to like put stuff back on. I just have an intention to get more systemized with the offline delegation of my social media presence for our business. So again, I hope this is powerful and useful. But again, I just want to say this. If you're building a business, if you're leading a family, if you want more peace, you can't live in constant stimulation. You just can't. Like you watching this right now, I hope this is a wake-up call. The phone is suffocating our joy. We need to get outside of the phone and outside of our house and our offices and go into nature. And put the happy in your freaking hustle more, doing things that fill your cup. As my buddy Ryan says, spend more time with God-made things and less time with man-made things. And watch what happens to your happiness. Watch what happens to your daily joy. Watch what happens to the peace that you feel within. I'm telling you, your life will get better when your mind stops being available to everyone. Go on that social media detox, my friend. Delete at least the apps from your phone. Only use it in specified times when you're on your desktop. Get some support, some social media help, your team to still put out content, but be more intentional with your usage. And I'm telling you, you will be putting the happy in your hustle. Just comment phone free if you're going on board with me with this journey, as I have been. So happy with the result, and I know you will too. More money, more presence, more fun, less social media. I freaking love you. That's it for today. I'm out. Peace and love, y'all. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast. I truly am so grateful that you took the time out of your busy day to spend time with me. Now, if you got any value from this episode or any episodes in the past, it would mean the world to me if you could please leave a 5-star review and share this episode with your friends so we can continue to spread this message. Guys, as always, it's been a blast. Now go out there and happy hustle for your dream reality.